And welcome back to the Planetary Awards for 2017, live from the International Space Station. And now, here to present the award for our next category, Best Planet. Some say he's a star amongst stars. Some say a cosmic genius. A comic genius. All we know is he's called Darren Ling. Now, known to his friends simply as Daz, please give a warm welcome and a big hand to Dazzling!
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. It is a great honour and a pleasure to be here tonight on the International Space Station to present the winner of Best Planet 2017. But before I announce the winner, let's have a look at the nominees.
And the first nominee this evening is Mercury.
On Mercury, you can see the sun rise twice in one day and experience the widest range in temperature on any planet. From a chilly negative 170 degrees Celsius to at night to a sizzling 350 degrees Celsius in daytime.
Next we have Venus.
Experience the longest day on any planet, a staggering 243 Earth days. Venus is the only planet where the sun rises in the west and sets in the east. Venus also boasts magnificent volcanoes and a highly poisonous atmosphere.
And nominee number three is Neptune.
It's a lovely color blue and has the fastest wind on any planet at 2,000 kilometers per hour.
And nominee number four is the moon.
The moon is made of cheese. And makes the tides on Earth go in and out.
And last but not least, we have Earth.
Nestling between Venus and Mars, Earth is the only planet in the solar system on which conditions are right for life to exist. Earth is the correct distance from the sun for water to exist as a liquid, a vital ingredient for life, while its oceans also helped to regulate the planet's temperature. Its special atmosphere and magnetic field shields the Earth from harmful solar radiation. The Earth is the only planet you can walk on without the aid of protective clothing.
And back to you, Daz, to present the award.
Thank you. Well, the panel tell me that this was a difficult decision to make. So, without further ado, the winner of Best Planet 2017 is... Planet Earth! Oh my goodness! And here to accept the award is a representative of Planet Earth. She's Sky Skywalker, everyone!
Thank you, thank you all. Thank you, Darren, thank you. What an honour, what an honour. I'd like to start by thanking God for doing that thing with Earth's axis that means that we don't fry. And I'd like to thank God for oxygen and for water. And I'd like to thank God for the sky and for the sea and for land. And I'd like to thank God for creating Great Britain and France and Spain and China and America.
Yeah, so basically, Sky, you'd like to thank God for all the countries.
Yes, but I haven't finished. I'd like to thank God for trees and plants and the sun and rain that make them grow.
Thank you for that acknowledgement, Sky.
I still haven't finished. I'd like to thank God for tomatoes and apples and pears and oranges and bananas and pomegranates. And I'd like to thank God for wheat and corn and
yes,
bread.
Thank you, Sky. Thank you, Sky. That's very good. We basically get the message Earth has a lot to offer.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you to God.
It's time to take a quick commercial break, then we'll be back for our next award in the next category, the brightest new star in the universe. Don't go away.
Well, good morning. If you don't know me, my name's Sam. I'm the curate here on the team at St. Barnabas. I'm going to take a few minutes thinking about harvest, because harvest is a great time to think about thankfulness, as we've already been doing with our songs and our hymns, with our drama that we've been doing this morning. And so what I want us to do to start with is to get you to do a bit of work before I speak. So I'm going to give you a minute or so to talk to the person next to you and come up with a top three things of what comes to your head, of things you're thankful for today, just this morning. Top three things, share that with your partner, and then I'm going to ask for a few people to chip in and share it with everyone. So, go. Well, that's great to hear all that talking, all those things that we're thankful for as a community here this morning. Has anybody got anything they'd like to share? Do you want to stick your hand up? You can tell us all the things you're grateful for.
I'm grateful for Jesus.
Fantastic. That's great. Thank you so much. Anyone else like to say something?
Trees.
Trees, fantastic, thank you very much. Lots of hands here, fantastic. Let's go along the line, shall we?
I'm grateful for my mum, my dad and my brother.
Excellent, top answers. If they're here this morning, they'll be very pleased to hear that.
I'm glad that we have houses to live in.
Fantastic, thank you, yeah.
I'm grateful for the brains God gives us to make new inventions.
That's great, thank you so much.
Breakfast.
Breakfast. What did you have this morning?
Cereal.
Cereal, good choice.
I'm grateful for nature.
Excellent, thank you. One more, anyone, any over there?
Neptune.
Neptune, the planet. Yeah? Any on this side? We've been all on this side so far. One more. One from back here then. Who's got one thing they can share they're thankful for? Family over here, thank you.
My dog, Chester.
Chester the dog, excellent. So, loads of things that we're thankful for, and it's so good to be thankful, and it's great to take this opportunity this morning, isn't it, to be thankful. I'm sure if you're at primary school, I don't know about secondary school, but I'm sure if you're at primary school, you'll have done something in class or assembly recently or in the next couple of weeks about harvest. You know, we've got autumn setting in, the leaves are falling off the trees, and so we've got harvest festivals happening. And of course, harvest began with people who grow their own food, thanking God for the food that they'd picked at harvest time. But now it's become a good chance for all of us to stop and think about all we have and be grateful. And that's what we've just been doing then, isn't it? Having the chance to stop and think and share that with each other. And the thing that's important as we celebrate the Harvest Festival here today in church is that as followers of Jesus, we choose to see everything that we have as a gift from God. The things that we enjoy, the people and the things that make us happy, the things that make us feel safe and secure. And we choose to believe that they're all a gift from God. And the right response to a gift, the right response to generosity is thankfulness, isn't it? It's a bit like writing your thank you letters after you've had a birthday to say thank you to all the people that have been kind enough to give you presents. And I just jotted down the line from when the choir was singing the anthem for us earlier. There was that line, the refrain that kept coming back. Give us thankful hearts that we may see all the gifts we share and every blessing. All things come of thee. And just that captured so nicely what we're thinking about this morning. And that's what we heard in our Bible reading today as well. So God's people were about to settle down in an amazing new country after walking through the desert for 40 years. And they're about to go into this new land, the new land that the Bible calls the Promised Land, because it was such a special place with everything God's people needed for a good life. And I should say, don't miss the fact that one of the things that made that place so great was that they could dig copper out of the hills and that the rocks were iron. Does that sound familiar at all to this place we live in? And in the desert, God had provided for his people through miracles. So one amazing miracle, they were walking around for 40 years and none of their shoes or clothes wore out in that 40 years, which is just amazing. I like wear my shoes out in a year or so. And they lasted for 40 years trekking through the desert. An amazing miracle that couldn't have happened without God doing something amazing and making that happen. But as we heard in our reading that Ben read to us, the prophet Moses warned the people that when they settled down, when they were comfortable in this good new land, it would be easy to forget that God had given them everything they had. And the same continues to be true for us today, that same challenge of not forgetting that everything we have is a gift from God. And so that's why it's so important that at harvest time, we stop and reflect and choose to be thankful. And I think the thing is, I think we've got even more to be thankful for than we sometimes realize. So we all came up with things quickly, didn't we, that we're thankful for, and that's fantastic. But I think if we'd had even longer, we could have thought of even more stuff. And I think one of the things that was really helpful about the drama that we just watched is that it reminds us that some of the things we can just take for granted are a gift from God as well. The very earth that we live on and the fact that it's such an amazing place that is just right, that just right place for us to live in, is an amazing gift from God. Not just the beauty that we enjoy, but the fact that the conditions are just right. And not only did God just make the world just right, but he continues to be actively involved in his whole creation, continuing to sustain the world. The world keeps turning, the earth keeps turning every day. The sun rises and sets, the seasons come and go. Each day we wake up with energy in our bodies and breath in our lungs, ready for a new day. Every single thing on earth is beautiful. Everything that's beautiful and joyful, everything that's life-giving, every single act of love and kindness has its root, comes from our loving God. We've got so much to thank him for. So today, as we celebrate harvest, and as we stop to reflect on all the things and people that we're grateful for, I want to encourage us, I want to encourage you to thank God on an even more fundamental, even more basic level for all that he does to make life even happen, even before all those good things come to us as well. Because if we start with this posture of gratitude, if we start by being thankful for the earth, thankful for our life itself, if that's our starting point, then all the other things and people and situations that we're grateful for get added on to a big, long list of things to thank God for, which helps us to be more grateful people. And being in a place of thankfulness towards God is a very good place to be in. Amen.